tell you, being inside now. In this parasha. Yeah. I'll tell you a bit inside in the parasha. At the end of the previous parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu complained about it got worse and worse since they sent me. Lama ze shlachta, ha-reis alehem. Lama ze. Lama ze shlachtani. Mi oz bossi. Heira al oma ze. Complain. What's Hashem say here now? It's a big yisod. Vayzabe elikim el Moshe. And it says, Vayyum eilo v'ani Hashem. V'eilo el Avraham al Yitzchok. V'el Yaakov. Mikael Shaddai, Shakai. Ushmi Hashem, loin invite you ahem. Shakai did. Ushmi Hashem, loin invite you ahem. What's he saying over here? What's he saying over here? Everywhere he shot. Hashem is saying, that there are two mesovas in Yiddishkeit, two. One is mesova Torah's Avos. As the Baal Kurim says, Rashi says, Ve'eru Elo Avos. That's the Avos. And that's Kel Shaddai, Chako, it's Hashem. There's another Messiah from, not Teras Avos, Teras Moshe, Tomo. Right. Both are true. Hashem says to them, your questions are very good questions. And Teras Avos. The Teras Avos is Kel Shaddai. Shaddai means nature, the natural rules. What the mother wants to say, it's worse and worse. Since it, what's it? So he said you make a mistake. That's in Teras Avos. The Teras Avos. Shmi Hashem. That they didn't have. That works. L'mailam in a teva. No questions, no shaka. Shaka means in teva. Misha Omar Lelomo died. Your mom with Sarasena died. I'm not coming with you. You're dealing with a totally different way over here. A different religion. With Shmi Hashem. Learning Zaita Lohan. But to you, I'm coming. So your questions are not questions. Your questions are not questions. What's happening over here? The natural events, you're right. I don't work over here with natural with you. You are different approach, and there's two religions over here. One religion is Teras Avos. The Torah, then Teras Moshe. Women, do women have to learn Torah? One yes, one not. Teras Avos, they have to know. The real Torah, no. None of their business. They have to support the husband who's learning that. That's his answer to the question over here. You find this in Chumash Devarim, interesting. In Hazinu. Balabatim don't know that. They work with Teras Avos. And Ben Torah has a different way. Different. We work with Hashem. Shmi Hashem. There's a Targum Yonasan over here. In Hazinu. You have a double approach in Hazinu. Also, let's see. Hazinu. a very famous pasuk. What's the pasuk? One minute. Sha'al v'icha yagedcha. It's kenecha v'yamulah. What's this? What's this double? Sha'al v'icha yagedcha. What's it mean over here? So the Targum Unison says, "Shalavicha v'yagedcha." Kroin avicha, kroin v'sifrei eraisa. Avicha is Torah. Your Rebbe, you mean your father, your Rebbe. That's Torah. Kenecha, it's Tanakh, Nevi'im. Nevi'im is not Torah Shmosha. Nevi'im is not Halacha. That is different religion over here. One is, you have, for example, Ke'a Aviseinu, Ke'a Bom Yitzchak Yaakov. They're two different things. Aviseinu is not Yitzchak Yaakov. That's Maseiros Avos. That's Maseiros Avos. Canvas Maseiros. That's the Targum Yonatan says. And the Targum Yishalmi. By Raisa. That is Hashem. It's another different. He used to say in Slabodka, he said, the God of the Talmud Chacham is a different God. Different thing altogether. It's without limitations. It's without limitations. And Novi can't do it. That's Nevi'im. That's Sifrei Nevi'ah, he says. Sifrei Nevi'ah is different thing. That's his whole Moshe Ben. You're complaining about that's the Avom Yitzchak Yaakov. They had the different derech. I'll give an example. A boy asked me, what did I say about Kiruv? About Kiruv. So the answer is, you see, Avom Avinu was into Kiruv, and the guy said Gerim. They have Yaakov, Yitzchak, but Yikro B'Shem Hashem. That's Kiruv. The Mepharsim, Yiddishkeit. You don't see Moshe was into Kiruv. Right. Moshe is not interested in other people. Moshe is interested. Moshe Emes, Terosi Emes. He's above it. That's Avichu, he says, yeah. Yushalmi and Marcus, interesting Yushalmi. Give me a Marcus, interesting Yushalmi. Whoa, famous Yushalmi, since the Sherm calls it. Yeah, there's a Perek Beis and Marcus. Very important to know this, Yushalmi. There's Marcus here. Yeah. It's a very famous Yerushalmi. And what does it mean? One second. Sister Sherman has it. One second. Shalmi Marcus. The question was, in the Yerushalmi, Chote Madinoi. What's the din of a Chote? What is the din of a Chote? So the horrible answers over there. A Chote? Have it. So we have Perek Beis. Here. Shu'alu l'chokhmo. Chote ma'on shoy. Omolem chatoim tirdoif ro'o. Right. He should get punished. Did a chet? Then be punished. Then they asked, "Nevuah, chote ima unshoy." On one hand, had nefesh chaitas tamos. Yeah, shavul kuchibrichu, Hashem, chote ima unshoy. On one hand. Yes, a tshuva v'yichapoloi. You don't kill him. See, that's you work with Torah Salvois. So then, you gotta be killed. Did a chet. We do a kodesh baruch hu. That's the nature of things. I'll tell you more than that. We do a chet. Not a punishment to die. Chet kills. Right. Chet kills. Some chets have AIDS. Heard of that? Some chets. Other chets are not so noticeable. Same thing. Right. Nature of chet kills. That's what it says over here. Nature. Shakai. Kill Shakai. Ushmi Hashem? No problem. No problem. As the Russian janitor said, no problem. You know that? Ushmi Hashem? That's a different hashgacha altogether. No problem. He had the big Amharis of Akiva, 40 years. It was Amharis. Then he learned. Go. Rish Lakish. What Rish Lakish? What was his profession? A gangster, right? He was a gangster. He was Rish Lakish. You have Borobasra, Chesapatim, is a sugya. Of Orev and Mekach and right and Kenyan Amalek, you have in parentheses Amalek. What? To put the Amalek? Do you remember Gemara's Amalek? When Amalek gets into a Gemara, he's the Seder Gomer over there, right? It's a different thing altogether. Right. Different thing. It's not natural. I'll prove it to you. I had friends in high school, in yeshiva, were gangsters. Now they're rebbes. Oh, right. Right. All right. Get that? Yes, it's tshuva. Big deal. That's a parsha today. Moshe was complaining. That's getting worse and worse and worse. He said, you're talking Torah Avom Yitzchak Yaakov. Natural stuff. Shmi Hashem, Nishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean, Nishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does Tom Yonison say? Eraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eraisa. Had an interesting thing. I spoke about the dinner, about the Rav. It's a remarkable thing with the Rav. When his wife died, he literally cracked up. He was crying and crying. It was horrible. People would pass by the Boston Cemetery, hear somebody crying. He was sitting by the grave and crying. He was completely broken to shreds. I told a story. A I print the new Megan briefly. I was walking up to Shia, talking and learning with him about the Shia. Before I left, I mentioned to him, Agarucha, my mother remarried. He jumped and says, come into my house. I walk into the house, have a seat. He sat down. You see, your mother remarried. Who did she remarry? What's his name? Spell his name. This, that. Name it. How many years is your mother single? I'm looking at her. I told him. What's he driving at? Then he came out with it. It was 3 years after his wife died. So he said, it's not good for a person to be alone. Not good. Are you asking why I don't remarry? I married the Torah. I'm not lonely. As a matter of fact, all the years afterwards, he was a smiley man. Very big smile all the time, smiley. He said that. I explained it. It says in Chazal twice, Samech Samach Reim Ahuvim, and he always would say, I got stuck on the Gemara, and an old man walked into the room. I'll tell you pshat. I said, what's your name? Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. It was for real by him. That's the Nishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaseh Tshuva Yimcha Oloi. I told a story about the Chavetz Chaim. Reb Chaim Brisker was the biggest chassid of Chavetz Chaim. He said, why? So I'll tell you why. He said, why? He was a dying from London. Who's from London over here? Dying Gwosnas, before your time. You ever heard the name Gwosnas? Parents heard the name. Chosh was dying. He learned in Raden. He moved to Hanov. So anybody who learned in Raden, I would visit right away to hear stories about my father. So I went to visit him. He told me about my father, very chosh with things. So I'll tell you. He told me a story of Chavetz Chaim with him. He was in Chavetz Chaim's house. And someone came crying. Your husband's dying, the father's dying. He was spouted, Rebbe, save him. Sometimes. Walked out of the house. Some small forest or something. This dying grossness followed him. And hid behind a tree. And he was davening, Chavetz Chaim, saying, Tillim. Then Chavetz Chaim screamed out, I don't hear an answer. I don't hear an answer. Next day the man died. So Chaim says, who can compare himself to the Chavetz Chaim? He has conversations with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who could compare himself to Yeshua Be'er? His conversations with Rabbeinu Tam. He was happy. Now I personally had a chelik in it. That year, his wife died. See, what is he doing the whole day? Learning Avelis, the whole day. Avelis. Now, this could not continue. Not so much because I loved him, more I love myself. Right. I'm a kind of after Yacha Kamoicho, I say twice Kamoicho. I gotta learn. What's the business over here? So I told all the guys, let's go up to Boston in the summer. I was afraid to disturb him in his misery, to lash out. No one wants to be here. I was also afraid. So I called up Tova Lichtenstein, his daughter. I said, I want to organize a share, and everybody's afraid, including myself. I mean, people lash out. Leave me alone. Right. She said, call me back in a few days. I did. You could do it. Try it. I was still afraid. I had one friend went with me. And so all the other guys, wait. Heshi Reichman. We went up there, spoke to them on learning other things. I said, Rebbe, you want to learn? Okay, tomorrow I'll start. All the 15 guys showed up that night, and then he learned 7 days a week, 6 hours a day, right? Went crazy. And whoa! And then he started smiling, and he said, sure can save my life. From then on, did he learn? Oh, did he learn? Who can keep, That's why the Hari Kedem on Sukkah and Reichman Sefer is all from those shurim. And it's a fraction. Who can keep up with it? Whoa. Look, by heart, everything. More and more and more and more and more. I remember Tisha B'Av. So he didn't say the regular shiur. He was busy with Kenneth all day. The next day, about a minute, 10-hour shiur. Be 9 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock. Now the shiur was outside most of the time in the summer. There's a small tree. He sat under the tree. We all sat in the sun. Right after the Tisha B'Av. Right, 6 o'clock. We're dying away. So he says, "I'm stopping shiur now. Not because I have rachmanis on you, but because the barbershop closes soon." And I need a haircut. That's what he said. 7 days a week. And that became his companion. So it's a chiddush over here. That's a rei mahuvim. It's a rei ohuv. That's a kodesh baruch hu. As I show you, the guy from here was at the dinner, I'm not going to say he's lashon hara, married guy. Says, what are you speaking about? So I said, emunah. So yeah, he stayed for the grosha, from Lakewood, stayed to hear the grosha. So he says, you said you can speak about emunah. That's emunah! That's emunah! What's emunah? Baba Kama, Baba Matsya, Nishawa, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right. Emunah is a raisa. Right. That's emunah! That's what emunah is all about. Philosophical discourses, right? And I have the Megad now, one of the best pieces. The Rav said there's one more Amkis and one Tosfos than all the philosophy books in the world. He never held a book. The only Choyl thing I ever saw, I asked Rabbi Tversky over Shalom, we ever saw him live in his house. Nope. The only thing is there's a, only thing I remember was we learned on Shabbos, and I looked through the window, and he was reading. There's a rag sheet called Ponim Oponim, a rag sheet, scandals or whatever, you know. Anyway, so I saw him reading that. It's only the second thing I saw him reading. He couldn't resist the rag sheet. Anyway, then we learned in his house, and I'm looking for it. Where's that magazine? Where is it? There's a lamp table over there with a sweater on it. Then Yitzi listens to his little grandson, you know, creeping around over there, and pulled off the sweater, and there was that newspaper, you know, that, under the sweater. But besides that, but that's part of Mir Tainuk in Picky Office. It's a Mir Tainuk. Right. That rag sheet, you know that? But besides that, 18 hours a day! And he couldn't say over the same shear. If you call him every name as they did in the world, it didn't bother him. Not much. If you said to him, you said this already once before. Okay.